Let's welcome in Professor Elliot Tepper, Distinguished Senior Fellow, Norman Patterson School of International Affairs at Carleton University. Good morning.
Good morning.
He says it's the start of a new war. What do you think?
There is a potential for war here, but I don't think it's likely to happen. What has not been well noticed is that the Russians have responded by upping the ante. They have responded by saying, not only will we continue our support at the United Nations, but they've done three things. They, first of all, have suspended the hotline that they had for deconflicting. That is the arrangement that's been in place for a while to say to each other, look, we don't want to run into each other, so we're giving you advance notice. And it was used, apparently, in this particular case, at least at the field level. Secondly, they have said, we are now going to increase the distribution and use of our most advanced anti-aircraft and anti-missile systems around the country, basically saying, if you try to do this again, we just might shoot you down. And thirdly, they've moved a high-tech battle cruiser into the Mediterranean Sea within proximity of the Americans floating offshore. So the Russians, not loudly, but clearly have said, you think you're so tough? We're going to show you. You better not cross us again. So what we have here is the potential of an American action making the situation in terms of Russian-American and American relations potentially even more dangerous.
It is escalating, in other words.
It is potentially escalating.
Potentially escalating.
Because there's an equal possibility that having done this, Rex Tillerson is about to go on a pre-planned trip to Moscow. Is he going to say, look, just calm down, everybody. We did this. It was a one-off thing. We've made our point. The Assad regime knows that they shouldn't be doing this anymore. We've told the world we're tough, but let's go back to the way things were before. Or is he going to go and say, you thought you were the only player there. We are now going to be a player. You do not have a free hand there the way you have had. Assad, therefore, does not have a free hand. Iran and Hezbollah doesn't have a free hand. We do not know which direction American foreign policy will go after this strike.
Right. Does this mean that the Trump red line is different than the Obama red line?
He did not have a red line. That was one of the stories of this. When he went on and said they've crossed all kinds of red lines, he was speaking of the Obama red lines. Up until the day before the attack, this was in the media in the U.S. before the attack, was that apparently the message going out from the Trump administration was to Assad and the Russians, we are not going to get involved here. We do no longer are seeking regime change. So because we're not seeking regime change, Assad read this as a green light to go ahead and carry out this atrocity. That was speculation in advance of the strike. We do not know if what we saw was really the beginning of a changed American strategy. Will this change the equation, the military and political equation, and in the minds of Assad, Iran, Hezbollah, and the Russians, or will it not?
Why does Russia support the Assad regime?
That's been the subject of a lot of speculation. The most obvious is that there's been a longstanding good relationship between Syria. Assad's father had a good relationship with Russia. Russia's main military base outside of Russia is inside Syria, so they're trying to protect it. That's been the standard view, but clearly it's more than that. Russia wanted to reinsert themselves from an area they'd been basically frozen out of. Basically, he's saying Russia is back. We are a great power. We are the deciders here. The Americans are feckless. We've shoved the Americans aside. The whole world should see that you should deal with Russia, not with America, because, look, we have changed the equation decisively in favor of the faltering Assad regime, which was failing militarily, politically, on the ground. But by their own massive bombing and by the use of quietly people on the ground, they did change the equation. Then they set up a peace process saying, we are the ones to bring peace. This so-called Geneva process, we hope to reconnect with it. That was Obama administration's efforts to get a political dialogue going to end the dispute. And they're saying, well, we're part of that now, but we will be the deciders.
Okay, let me ask you, what is your reaction to the tone from the prime minister's office saying it fully supports the United States' limited and focused action to degrade the Assad regime's ability to launch chemical weapons attacks against innocent civilians.
Well, which part of that sentence do you wish to emphasize? The Canada is part of the Western coalition, American-led coalition, that has been taking action in Iraq and to some degree, of course, in Syria against ISIS. So therefore, we are full participants in the Western effort against terrorism of the ISIS variety. The comment shows a great caution on the part of the Canadians, apparently, if you take it at the face value, of not wanting this to lead to a wider war, which might involve Canada having wider and wider commitments. Is this a slippery slope? Is this going to be mission creep? Are we going to be asked to do more than perhaps we want to do? So, and also, I think it shows uncertainty as to the nature and purpose, the intent, the implications of what did just happen with this missile strike.
Thank you, Professor.
Certainly.
Yeah. Professor Elliot Tepper, Carleton University's Norman Patterson School of International Affairs, where he is Distinguished Senior Fellow.